This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
This episode brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, or good night. I am Anthony Cates, and this is MLB Today, a Sports Ethos presentation. I'd like to thank you for joining me today as we discuss Tuesday's and Wednesday's pitching streams. As you know, 2 days from now is Independence Day, right? July 4th. And, you know, every year about this time, I like to reminisce, you know, about being younger. When I was a kid, you know, a teenager, shooting fireworks with the friends, going down to the creek and shooting bottle rockets and, you know, maybe being a little dangerous, being a little reckless and shooting some of the fireworks out of our hands, you know, firing them at each other, having a good time. And now, you know, I'm 39 and I just don't really care for fireworks anymore. You know, both of my boys are 16 and 8 years old. Neither one of them really enjoys them that much. From a distance, but like not up close. Like they don't like shooting them. They like the big ones, you know, going to like a big event. And so I don't know. I don't know. I feel like the allure of the fireworks have kind of left me, but I still really enjoy just kind of celebrating the 4th of July. And I really enjoy celebrating when it's not that hot, like somewhere other than the South. But it's just so hot here. So we're hitting 100 degrees every single day with like 85% humidity. And unfortunately, this is where I'm going to be stuck 2 days from now, so we're probably not going to be outside much, but we will be grilling. Going to be on the grill, you know, doing the hot dogs, the hamburgers, maybe some chicken. I'm thinking about picking up some steaks, going a little big, maybe throwing some fruit on the grill. You know, we do the corn on the cob, we got the baked beans, and my wife probably make potato salad. And I don't want, about you guys, I just love the full, like kind of the full platter of a 4th of July meal. So I'm really looking forward to it. It's my only day off this week with my job, and I'm just kind of pumped about it because I know I'm going to eat like good food. We're probably going to watch a movie. Like I said, I kind of want to say I'd love to watch like the actual Independence Day movie, maybe Mars Attacks. I always love kind of like an aliens attacking Earth movie for the 4th of July. It really, it's just something awesome to me about that. But if you guys are you know, grilling it out or you're going to see fireworks, hit me up on Twitter. Let me know what you're up to. What are you eating? Do you eat anything weird? Maybe you grill out a little different. Maybe you don't barbecue. Maybe, you know, you have a specific type of food you eat instead of barbecue. But remember, that's at AKFantasyBB on Twitter, at AKFantasyBB. Let me know. Before we dive into the podcast today, I do want to thank our friends at BetOnline, the number one source for all your sports betting needs this season. From baseball, golf, and soccer to all the top fights in the UFC, MMA, and boxing. Every stat, every matchup, and we even have live odds and spreads while the games are being played. When the game's over, head on over to their online casino and get in on a game of blackjack or poker or unwind with one of their over 150 slots games. Head to the website today to get in on the action. Use promo code BELIEVE, that's BLEAV, for your 50% free bet credit on your first deposit up to $250. Bet online. The game starts here. So today we're going to briefly go over Paul's recommended streamers for Tuesday and then dive deeper into my kind of choice streamers for Wednesday. I'll let you know now it's a small list. Because, you know, we want you to be a step ahead of all your league mates. So make sure and follow Sports Ethos Fantasy Baseball account on Twitter at EthosFantasyBB. You can follow me again at AKFantasyBB. And you know, check in for all of our latest fantasy baseball podcasts, our analysis, our insight, our blurbs, everything. It's there every single day, every single night. And if you've been listening to the podcast regularly, you know the rules for pickups of the day. But if this is your first one, if you've forgotten, the rules are simple. The only starters that we care about are starters that are rostered in 65% or less of leagues. If we don't mention someone, it's usually for one of two reasons. They're owned in too many leagues, so obviously you're probably not going to be able to stream them. Or they're just not a good enough option to stream, so we're not going to recommend them. Paul had quite a few recommendations for today, starting with Zach Littell against the Royals, Carlos Carrasco versus the White Sox, Simeon Woods Richardson facing the Tigers, Spencer Arrighetti at home against the Blue Jays, Jose Soriano versus the Athletics, and also his opponent, Mitch Spence, going against the Angels, Sean Manaea pitching against the Nationals, and his final recommendation would be Kyle Gibson versus Pittsburgh. Now, if you do want the deeper reasoning behind Paul's choices and not just to hear me say the names of the teams, go back, listen to yesterday's podcast. He breaks down why he's chosen those guys with a ton of analysis and a lot of statistics. He goes micro, not macro. He's giving you a ton there. After you do that, finish up listening to this podcast for a recommendation for Wednesday, and then head on over to the website, sportsethos.com. Check out everything else we have to offer for your fantasy baseball needs. Just yesterday on Monday, I dropped my 4,000-word Fantasy Baseball Week in Review where I go over all 30 teams. I'm talking all the starts, the saves, the holds, the home runs, the stolen bases, strikeouts, the walks, you name it. I go over everything. And then, of course, every single day of the week, we have our pickups of the day where we're going to recommend 3, 4, 5, maybe 6 players you should consider picking up to help your team. This week, this month, the rest of the season, you want to win your league, we're here to help you. All right. Now, today, I have only 3 streams because they're the only 3 guys that I'll truly get behind. We talked about yellow flags on Saturday. Well, I got 2 for today and then 3 fades, including someone who's owned in nearly 90% of leagues. The stats I'll be referencing are for the entire month of June. For the pitchers, it's against everybody and everywhere. For the hitters, it's against the specific handedness they'll be facing and the location, whether at home or away. So to kick off the streams, we're going with Davis Daniel at Oakland. He's only 5% rostered. When he was in the minors, he was a big, big strikeout guy, but he was always old for the level, right? He was like 24 years old at high A. And just as he moved up, he got older, right? He had a short cup of tea in 2023, and now in 2024, he's made 1 start. In that start, though, he was freaking wonderful. It's 8 innings pitched, 8 strikeouts, shout out the Tigers. It's great, right? But this stream is just more about how bad Oakland is at home versus right-hand pitchers over the month of June, which is 3rd worst WRC plus at 73, the absolute worst OPS at 579. Worst slugging, 323. Second worst on-base percentage, 256. Worst batting average, 201. Second worst strikeout rate, 27.7%. Second worst line drive rate, 15.8%. They had the 13th most plate appearances against right-hand pitchers at home, 361 total, and they scored only 27 runs, which is the least amount of all teams in the majors. So what we're booking on here is high strikeouts. I think Davis Daniel can get a strikeout an inning still. We're going for low runners. We're going for low runs. Possibly a win. Possibly a quality start. He's proven he can go deep into games. I think the Angels will let him if he's looking good. But this is just a deep league play. He's only not 5% rostered. So if you're looking at 12 teams or smaller, don't risk it right now. It's a Wednesday matchup, right? And in 12-team leagues, this would be like a Sunday play. This is a Hail Mary. Don't risk it this early. Deep leagues only. Next up is a guy that I was very excited to see get called up to the majors this year. Struggled in his first start, but I think he's going to do very well the rest of the year. That's David Festa. He'll be facing Detroit at home in Minnesota. He's only rostered in 8% of leagues. I guess people weren't too impressed with his first start. But in the minors, he was a high strikeout, high ground ball guy with some walk problems, which means he's probably going to be in like the 3 to 3.5, 4 walk per 9 in the majors. His first start, not indicative of his talent, okay? I know it wasn't great, but I'm hoping the Twins give him a couple of chances through the rotation to prove how good he can be. And the good thing is he's facing one of the worst teams against right-handed pitchers on the road at the Detroit Tigers, where they have the second worst WRC plus at 58, third worst OPS at 558, the absolute worst on-base percentage at 243, fifth worst slugging at 315, they're the fourth worst walk rate at 5.9%, eighth worst strikeout rate at 26.1%. They're kind of middle of the pack in line drive and fly ball rates, but they also have the second worst hard hit rate at 25.3%. So there might be some line drives and fly balls, but they're not flying very far. They're not flying very fast. They also had the fourth most plate appearances against right-handed pitchers on the road in June, and yet they only scored like the 14th most runs at 37. So they're struggling. So they're doing terrible, which means they're a great team for like a second big league start for someone who has high strikeout rates and high ground ball rates. So I really think Festa is a great stream in 14 team or deeper leagues. If you're in 12 team leagues, keep your eye on him. If he dominates the Tigers, if he comes out and absolutely kicks butt, his roster number is going to skyrocket on Thursday, because that'll lock the Twins in confidence-wise, and he'll get at least two or three more starts, I think, after that. And who knows, maybe the rest of the year. Like, David Festa is primed to be a year-long starter, but I do think he has to have a big game against the Tigers for that to happen. Next up, we have Brian Bello, Boston Red Sox. They're at Miami. He's rostered in 42% of leagues. I do believe this might be kind of his last chance to prove to both fantasy baseball players and also Boston that he deserves to continue pitching in the majors. And four of his last five starts, he's allowed four earned runs or more. He's struggling very bad. If somehow Miami gets to him and they're one of the worst teams against right-handed pitchers at home in June, I do believe Bello could be looking at maybe a demotion to AAA, figure some things out. Maybe they put him in the bullpen. I don't know, but I think this is his last chance. This is his best chance at getting into everybody's good graces, because Miami has the second worst WRC plus against right-hand pitchers at home at 67. They've tied for the third worst OPS at 608, the worst on-base percentage at 250, worst walk rate at 3.3%, the lowest line drive rate at 14.7%, second highest ground ball rate at 49.4%. Almost half of all balls in play are ground balls. That's not great, which means this could be good for Bello, right? Miami's terrible. It's a midweek stream. It's Wednesday. I know it can be risky running a guy like this out there. Bello has the talent to be a good big league pitcher.
This episode brought to you by Progressive. Whether you're driving, cooking, or doing laundry, Progressive knows the podcasts you listen to go best when they're bundled with another activity. Much like how their Progressive home and auto policies go best when they're bundled. Having these two policies together makes taking care of your insurance easier and could help you save too. Customers who save by switching their home and car insurance to Progressive save over $775 on average. That's a whole lot of savings and protection for your favorite podcast listening activities, like going on a road trip, cooking dinner, and even hitting the home gym. Yep, your home and your car are even easier to protect when you bundle your insurance together. Find your perfect combo. Get a home and car insurance quote at Progressive.com today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $779 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
I'm putting my neck out there on this one, but I think if you're in 12-team or deeper leagues, I think that a quote-unquote bad start for Beto is probably still no more than 3 earned runs, maybe 4. But we're looking at least 5 innings, maybe more, maybe a strikeout per inning, because Miami has really been striking out a lot lately. Not a lot of walks, not with that walk rate. They're very aggressive. I think you can walk away with a win. If not, lambast me on Twitter, shout at me, I'll take it, and then we'll all shoot Bayo into the moon as Boston takes him out of the rotation. All right, so I told you we have 2 red flags, or excuse me, 2 yellow flags. My first one is Andrew Abbott, Cincinnati Reds, 50% rostered, and he's pitching in New York against the Yankees, which I know this is crazy. Why would I start a guy like this in the Bronx against the Yankees? Well, the Yankees have been great at home against lefties for the past month. They have the 9th worst WRC plus, an 88. They have the 6th worst OPS, 638. They have the 9th worst line drive rate at 16.5%. 2nd lowest hard hit rate at 23.5%. 6th worst slugging at 347. 8th worst OBP at 292. Even though they're tied for the 10th most plate appearances, they have the 9th least amount of hits against left-hand pitchers at home in June. They have 24 hits and 140 plate appearances. That's not great. Andrew Abbott, on the other hand, over the past month, has struck out nearly a batter per inning, but he's walked over 5 per 9 innings pitched, and he has allowed 5 home runs over 26 and 2/3 innings. But he has a 3.71 ERA and a 1.39 whip. The problem is that comes with a 239 BABIP and 86.7% strand rate. He's also allowing 51.3% fly ball rate, but he's limiting hard hits, 28.9% hard hit rate, and he has a very low average exit velocity, 86.5 miles per hour. So this is a yellow flag because, yes, the Yankees have been pretty poor against left-hand pitching at home, but Abbott has been very lucky, and if that luck runs out against the Yankees, it's a very ugly start. And he's rostered in exactly half of all leagues, which means plenty of people are going to be starting him. They're going to look at it. They're not going to care against the Yankees. It's the middle of the week. They've only had one start because we had only 3 games Monday, but we're a full slate the rest of the way. Maybe they're not paying attention to that, and they're going to throw him out there. So I can't really decide if I'm going to start him or not. What you need to do is look at how many starts you have for the week, how many starts your opponent has for the week, whose pitching rotation is better. Are you going to beat them on volume by just focusing on wins, strikeouts, and maybe saves or holds? Or do you think you can win everything? Your ratios will be great as well, so you don't start them. I will say that in points or roto leagues, I'll probably bench him, just because of the high walk rate, the high fly ball rate against the Yankees and short porch and right. I just don't want to risk negative points in a points league or having my ERA and my whip negatively affected in a roto league. The next yellow flag is another left-hander, Yusei Kikuchi, Toronto Blue Jays, roster in 49% of leagues. He is facing the Houston Astros in Houston. And on the surface, you know, his last month looks pretty bad, Kikuchi. We're looking at a 6.26 ERA, a 1.57 whip, 4 losses, 7 home runs allowed over 27 in the 3rd innings. But you kind of look under the hood, right? We're talking 10.5 strikeouts per 9, only 2.63 walks per 9. And that's skewed because over that 27 in the 3rd innings, he allowed 4 walks in only one of the games and then 4 walks in the other 5. So this is not a guy who's going to carry a high walk rate. His xFIP is only 3.17, and his BABIP was 0.377. So he's pretty unlucky in the batted ball department. And before June, in 11 starts and 61 innings from the end of March to the end of May, he only had 13 walks over 11 starts, He only allowed 5 home runs in 61 innings. But he is facing a pretty quote-unquote hot Astros team, though they have struggled against left-handed pitchers at home. They have the 11th worst WRC plus of 100, so they're right there. They're perfectly average. They're kind of middle of the pack, slugging on base percentage, OPS. It's all kind of in that like 12 to 15 range. They have the fifth best strikeout rate though, 15.3%, which is wonderful. But they're walking at a 1% rate. It doesn't even count. It's like they're not even walking. They do have a 1.13 ground ball to fly ball ratio. Their hard hit rate is only at 28.4%, and they have a home run to fly ball rate of 10%. So we're looking at an unlucky starter going against a team on a hot streak, but that hasn't fared well against same-handed pitchers as a starter. Now, you know, I'm an Astros fan, so I could just say, hey, start them because I want to, you know, I think they're going to light them up. But I do think that Toronto takes a game or two of the series. So I don't know if I would risk this matchup. Just because if the bats decide to come awake against a left-handed pitcher, a guy who's been allowing home runs at a pretty crazy rate lately with an extremely high BABIP is the one I think it would happen. But maybe not. You know, maybe the luck self-corrects. He keeps the walks down. He's got high strikeouts. He limits contact. And he limits the quality of contact. And Kikuchi comes away with a really solid start. So kind of the ball is in your court. In league smaller 14, I wouldn't risk it. I know he's rostered nearly half of all leagues. 14 teams or more. If you're going to stream them, those are the only leagues I would stream them in. Alright, so after those yellow flags, we have three guys I'm fading. Three guys I'm just not starting. And I lied in the introduction. I thought I had a guy here at 90%. I did drop him. The highest rostered man pitcher that we have is 54%. That's Jordan Hicks of the Giants at Atlanta. He's pitched terribly of late. 5.64 walks per 9, 5.24 ERA with a 4.58 FIP. The 377 BABIP is unlucky, but he's also had a strand rate of 77%, which is very lucky. He's got multiple walks in 4 of his 5 June starts. And Atlanta has been kind of a middle-of-the-pack offense for the month of June against right pitching at home. The 13th best WRC plus at 111, 13th best OPS at 760, 11th best slugging at 450, 9th best average at 257. I mean, you kind of see, right? They're just right there. But I like Atlanta's bats more than I like Hicks. I feel like the last 2 weeks or so, with Jared Kelnick leading off, the bats have got a little bit more juice to them. They're showing up a little bit better. So I wouldn't risk Hicks against Atlanta. After this, we have the left-handed Mitchell Parker of the Washington Nationals, who's 33% rostered, facing the Mets at home. And this fade has just a little bit to do with Parker, who for the past month has a 6.55 K to 9, 2.62 walk to 9, and a 3.15 ERA, but that does come with a 4.76 XFIP. And just more to do with the Mets, who have been one of the best and the best offense against left-hand pitching on the road in June. Their WRC plus is 202, which means they've been 102% better the average Major League Baseball team. They have a 1.14 OPS, a 684 slugging percentage, 431 on-base percentage. All of these are the highest marks in baseball. 11.7% walk rate, second best. 26.1% line drive rate, sixth best. 39.8% hard hit rate, third best. Listen, I know a lot of people thought the power of Grimace was diminished after the Astros series because they lost 2 games out of 3. They did just come back on Monday night. They had a comeback win, 6 runs in the top of the 10th. Grimace is back, baby. Parker isn't good enough left-hand pitcher to slow down this offense. Don't start him. I'm picking another Mets win. Probably going to score 6 runs off the guy. And my third fade, Michael Wacha is facing Tampa Bay. He's facing them at home in Kansas City. And Wacha has been pretty solid in his 2 starts fresh off the injured list, right? He's only allowed, I think, an earned run in both of them. But he's only kind of a middling starter. And Tampa Bay has been really good on the road versus right-hand pitchers in June. They're the 4th best WRC+ at 121, Fourth best OPS at 776. Third best on base percentage at 341. Ninth best walk rate, 8.5%. Fifth best fly ball rate at 41.6%. They only had the fourth most plate appearances at 364, with the 7 month runs at 47. It's just a really good offense on the road versus right-hand pitchers. It's really like a middling kind of back-end rotation, right-hand pitcher. I'm going to choose the offense over the pitcher every time in that situation.
This episode brought to you by Progressive. Whether you're driving, cooking, or doing laundry, Progressive knows the podcasts you listen to go best when they're bundled with another activity. Much like how their Progressive home and auto policies go best when they're bundled. Having these two policies together makes taking care of your insurance easier and could help you save, too. Customers who save by switching their home and car insurance to Progressive save over $775 on average. That's a whole lot of savings and protection for your favorite podcast listening activities, like going on a road trip, cooking dinner, and even hitting the home gym. Yep, your home and your car are even easier to protect when you bundle your insurance together. Find your perfect combo. Get a home and car insurance quote at Progressive.com today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $779 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
So that's it. We have three streamers that I'm willing to back: Davis Daniel, David Festa, and Brian Bayou. My two red flags and Andrew Abbott, Yusei Kikuchi. Those are choose your own adventure stories there. And then my three fades: Michael Wacha, Mitchell Parker, and Jordan Hicks. So now we've covered all of our streams. You know, make sure you head on over to sportsethos.com. Find out what we have going on in our other fantasy sports departments. You know, the football side of things. We got the 2024 Fantasy Football Draft Guide. And this thing's just filled. It's overflowing, really, with positional breakdowns. We got draft tips, team breakdowns. They're going to have mock drafts, positional rankings. We're dropping draft tools. I'm talking ADP tools. It's just, sleepers, busts, there's just so much stuff, man. They're going to give you everything you need to dominate your draft, to win your leagues, and maybe make some money this fall, right? Wouldn't it be nice, December, January, your league ends, you're scooping up a couple hundred bucks here and there from all these different leagues, put it in your pocket. Who doesn't love winning money and playing fantasy sports? I know I do. The fantasy football guys are going to help you. And then over in the fantasy basketball department, right? Last week, NBA draft was Wednesday. NBA free agency kicked off Sunday at 6 p.m. Most of the articles have been focusing on the incoming rookies. And over the weekend, we had our first Dynasty Rookies rankings for the 2024 draft by Mark C., which is really exciting, right? Fresh off the draft, just a few days later, we're ahead of the curve. We're getting you out there for your Dynasty leagues. Then on the podcast side, right, Aaron Bruschi and Steve Alexander, every day, do the Daily Fantasy NBA Today, where they go over all the relevant fantasy news each and every day. We have the Fantasy WNBA Today podcast, where Kenny, Scott, Jared, and Jerry, they cover all aspects of the WNBA, from daily fantasy sports to regular fantasy to all the news and in between. And then, we have the EuroLeague Hoops Pod with the Andre, Diogo, Tiago. They're going to cover the Olympics. They cover FIBA. They cover, obviously, all the EuroLeagues, all the goings-on. Just we have you covered. Wherever basketball is being played, we're talking about it on one of our podcasts. Check them all out. And then I want to thank you guys for hanging out with me. The more I do these podcasts, the more comfortable I get. I'm really enjoying doing this, and I hope you guys get great value out of it. Thanks again. Please don't forget to follow me on Twitter, AKFantasyBB. Follow Sports Ethos Fantasy Baseball at Ethos Fantasy BB. Tune in every single day, right? The Fantasy MLB Today podcast comes out every single day of the week. Rain, snow, sunshine, thunderstorms, hurricanes, earthquakes. Somebody's going to be on this podcast. You can find us on Spotify, find us on iTunes, on Audible. You can just go to the Sports Ethos website. Wherever you get your podcasts, you're going to find us. Have yourself a good morning, a good afternoon, a good evening, or good night. I'll catch you in the next one. And don't forget, this episode was presented by Bet Online.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.